Rocks. It's me, right? Yeah. You didn't say anything. So my name is Axel Pavlik. I'm the Managing Director of the RIPE NCC. And I'm giving you the usual short RIPE NCC update since basically the last meeting we've attended here. You might have seen that we have come up with quite a, or come down, or I don't know, with quite a number of people. I think I counted to 8 or 9. There was a board member here as well. And of course, there's a reason to that. You see our offices there. And I hear currently it looks like this. And when we left, there was a light dusting coming down, and it has accumulated. So we are not looking forward to going home. Probably we will stay here for another few days. All right, short updates. Documentation, we have strived over the last few months to make ourselves clear and understood, and that sometimes is quite difficult. We have acquired this taste for lots of passives in the writing and lots of funny fill words, so we try to be easy on our readers and speak slowly and write slowly, clearly, and you know, all these things. So we have new request forms, we have new ones, improved ones in the works, and we try to, as I said, have all our publications easily understandable. Well, not easy. Training. Also here we have material revised. We also try to go to other locations, other conferences. We have little forms that we give out at our events that allow people to book our speakers on topics that we know things about, possibly also other topics. But these things are being used now, and we see that is quite a nice thing. We don't have to do our own events all the time. We can also go to others and evangelize there a bit. The really great new thing, similar to what APNIC is doing, we have started an e-learning center. We have started with the WHOIS database, how to use that, and there is a number of other courses available soon or over the course of the year. So if you want to have a look at how we do this, you're welcome to try that out. All right. I've said previously that this year we won't do much work in terms of things that are publicly visible. We have last year and are continuing this year to look at our internal systems. We have a new telephone switch now that was a fairly easy installation in terms of one-to-one replacement of functions we used previously. Of course, it was difficult to look at all those various options on the market. We narrowed down and have one now. Now, of course, the fun part starts. We are looking at the SIP server integration with voice over IP. That's also something with regard to our IP resource analysts that we want to make available to people out there carefully. We've been warned by our members to do it slowly, so the dial-in telephone support. So we are doing it carefully, but also we want to do it cheaply. Our internal network is being revamped. The ticketing system is being replaced. And that, of course, is also quite a substantial change. We are now at the stage where we have seen a prototype. We have some thoughts about integration with our other systems. And it's interesting. But we'll see that it comes into use later this year. Right, membership liaison and enhanced cooperation. What is that? You might know that we do regional meetings. We have been told by our members from the sort of more outlying regions that they feel or felt somewhat left behind. So we made an effort starting last year to go out there and meet them where they are. So last year again, or the previous year actually, we started that. Last year again, we went to Moscow. And we have learned, it came to our minds that apparently the Russians are our biggest group of members. We have more than 400. Currently, we have about 4,300 members overall. So that is quite a significant group, and they are far over there on the map. And they probably rightly felt underappreciated, so we do make an effort and go out there regularly now. Similar with the Gulf region, we've been in Qatar this year, and it was quite a nice meeting. Also, in terms of enhanced cooperation, we do roundtables for governments and regulators. We've done three of them. Actually, we've done two of them, really. The first one happened in Amsterdam last year. Then we did a joint roundtable with the GAC at the Luxembourg ICANN meeting, I think, as it was in our region at the time. But that was a rather short one. It was a nice session, but really, really short. Normally, we do them for about three quarters of a day, fly into Amsterdam, have a meeting there, have drinks, and fly out again. So it worked quite well on February this year. We had about 40 participants, wide spectrum from totally newcomers that we haven't seen before to old and hardened GAC members. ICANN board was there. One ICANN board member was there. ICANN staff, of course, as well. It was quite nice. Now, Amsterdam, again, is Central Europe, and we do want to go out and meet our friends in Russia, obviously, and also in the Gulf region. So those are our plans for the rest of the year. Go to Moscow once for a short meeting and have somebody organize something like this in the Gulf region. Okay, in terms of corporate governance, again, we had a general meeting late last year where we did the planning, or the planning for this year was basically nodded off. Activities and budget, as Paul has indicated, goes slightly differently from here. How we do it is we draw up our dream budget and then cut it a bit and present that together with a plan for activities that we foresee for the next year. We present that to our members and the public, and that will then be discussed. And at the general meeting, of course, we have some interaction with our members, some discussions, and the executive board of the RIPE NCC then later in the year, towards the end, finalizes this and approves of the final budget, final activity plan. The charging scheme, however, is something that the members are responsible for themselves. How we do it is basically, as I said, we draw up a list of activities we want to do next year, then we associate a budget with that, and we roughly divide the budget by the number of members we have. Of course, we have five different member sizes, from very small to very large. The fees are in euros indeed, and they range from 1,500 per year to 5,750, I think, this year. So how this goes over the last few years is that we have a stable budget, more or less, or very slightly growing only. We have a nicely growing membership, so the fees for everybody normally go down. We had the instance like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, where we made an annual loss of 2.5 million euros suddenly. So we presented to our members a draft charging scheme that would go up by, I think, over 50% per category. They didn't like that, but they approved it. So now we are back to where we were before in terms of levels. And that, of course, is a membership fee, a service fee for everything we do for them. There is no direct relationship to the number of addresses they have. Okay, we have a general meeting coming up again in 7 weeks, roughly. This will be about last year, approval of the financial report and discharging of the board, basically. And there will be executive board elections. One seat will be free and will be needed to we will need to fill that seat. Speaking about easy English, right. Sorry. Everybody is welcome to that meeting in Istanbul. It'll happen at the end of April, so in about 7 weeks. We hope it won't snow there and there won't be an earthquake there. We've heard this is right on the fault line, so no. But we go there and we are confident that we'll come back unharmed. Now, if you have any questions or if you have any requests for information that I should present here, then I'm happy to do that next time. If you have any questions now, I'll try to answer them or ask somebody else to answer them. So, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Axel.